My name is Dexter. I'm 8 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Dexter, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day 4 of Venezuela Week on IPR's Kids Commute, a bunch of my favorite music that I grew up with. We'll check in with our Venezuelan animal quizlet later in the show. Now, yesterday we heard a country song, a beautiful one, from Milking the Cows. Today we're going to hear a rootin' tootin' country dance tune. It's called the Kirpa Llanera. The Kirpa is the dance, and Llanera means country folk. It's played on an instrument I learned as a kid that's very much like a ukulele called the cuatro. In fact, good news for you, people who like to play the ukulele. If you can play the ukulele, you can play the cuatro. The tunings are only a little bit different, and you can put your fingers in all of the same places. So I was very excited to learn that I already knew how to play the ukulele the first time I picked one up. Now, of course, I did not play the cuatro anywhere near the way Hernán Gamboa plays it. He is one of the all-time masters of the cuatro, and we are about to hear him tear into the Kirpa Llanera. This is a cuatro being played about as fast as you can imagine. And remember, when you hear this, there's no percussion, no other instruments, just 4 tiny strings. Here's Kirpa Llanera by Hernán Gamboa. Flying fingers on 4 tiny strings, Hernán Gamboa playing the cuatro and the Kirpa Llanera, a rootin' tootin' country song from Venezuela. Okay, kids commuters, time now to check in with our Venezuelan animal quizlet for the week. All week we'll ask you this question. If you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. You can win one every 30 days. Here's the question. We're looking for a particular Venezuelan animal sound. Animal sounds are represented in different ways in different countries. In Venezuela, which animal is represented by this sound? Here are some hints for you. This animal doesn't drink water because it absorbs it through its skin. Common versions of this animal lay up to 3,000 eggs at a time, and their babies are called spawn. One more hint. We often hear one species of this animal calling in Michigan in the springtime, and we call them peepers. What's the name of this Venezuelan animal? Send it to us in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. Okie doke, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.